Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Member by Avram Goldar and their Masechus Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Dalad, the 10th parak, Get Pashut. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav said, Shtar Ba Hu Ve'edav Al-Machak Kasher, a document which comes forward with its text and its edim signatures on erased parchment is valid. The Gemara asks that the holder of the shtar can erase the text and write whatever he wants, and answers, in a doima nimchak pamachas a nimchak shtei pa'amim, a parchment which was erased once is not similar to parchment which was erased twice, and his fraud will be discovered. The Gemara said he can erase the signature section twice and the text section once, so after the edim signed, he can erase and rewrite text, which will now match the erasure beneath the signatures. Abaye answers that edim do not sign on erased parchment unless it's erased before them, so they'll see if the sections look different. Rav challenged from a brayso, Ulah niyar, ve'edav al-machak kasher. If the text is on unerased parchment and the edim signatures are on erased parchment, it is valid. According to Rav, he can erase the text and write whatever he wants. The Gemara answers the edim must write between the two signatures, quote, we sign on erased parchment and the text was on unerased parchment. Point number two, in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, a get mekushner can be unbound and made into a get pashut. Rebbe objected that the dating system of these two types of shtars are different because a get pashut is written according to the actual year of the king's reign, whereas a get mekusher is post-dated by an additional year. Malch shana moni lo shtaim. If he reigned 1 year, they count 2 years for him in the shtar. Shtaim moni lo gimel. If he reigned 2 years, they count 3 for him. The Rashbam explains that the nations counted their king's years this way, and a get mekusher follows this method to increase the difficulty of its preparation. Therefore, if one repays the loan of a get mekusher within the year, the lender can claim he lost the shtar and write a receipt with the actual date. Later, he can make the get mekusher into a get pashut, giving the false impression that it describes a different loan a year later. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds, we do not write receipts, and the borrower would not repay the loan unless the shtar is destroyed. And point number three, Rebbe once looked disapprovingly at his son Rabbi Shimon, displeased with the writing of a get mekusher, but Rabbi Shimon protested, I didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata wrote it. Rebbe replied, Klach m'lashon hara hazeh, turn away from this lashon hara. In another incident, Rebbe admired the writing of a Sefer Tehillim, and Rabbi Shimon replied that he didn't write it, but Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did. And Rebbe again said, Klach m'lashon hara hazeh. Although this was praise, it may not be said, as taught in the Braisa, Olam al Yisapra Adam Tovaso Shel Chavero. A person should never speak too much about his friend's good qualities, Shemitok Tovaso Bali De Raaso, because from discussing his good qualities may come discussing his bad qualities. Rav said, Shal Shaveros Ein Adam Nitzel Mehen B'Kol Yom. There are three averas from which no person is saved every day. Hira Avera, thoughts of sin, Vi'un Tvila, examining one's prayer, which the Rashbam interprets as confidence one's prayers will be answered because of his praying with concentration, Lashon Hora, and Lashon Hora, which is explained as Avak Lashon Hora, a shade of slander. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav said, Shtar Ba Hu Ve'edav Al-Machak Kasher, a shtar which comes forward with its text and its edim signatures on erased parchment is valid. The Gemara asks that the holder of the shtar can erase the text and write whatever he wants, and answers, in a doima nimchak pamachas a nimchak shtei pa'amim, a parchment which was erased once is not similar to parchment which was erased twice, and his fraud will be discovered. The Gemara said he can erase the signature section twice and the text section once, so after the edim signed, he can erase and rewrite text, which will now match the erasure beneath the signatures. Abaye answers that edim do not sign on erased parchment unless it's erased before them, so they'll see if the sections look different. Rav challenged from a brayso, Ulah niyar, ve'edav al-machak kasher. If the text is on unerased parchment and the edim signatures are on erased parchment, it is valid. According to Rav, he can erase the text and write whatever he wants. The Gemara answers the edim must write between the two signatures, quote, we sign on erased parchment and the text was on unerased parchment. Point number two, in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Samach Amud Aleph, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, a get mekusher can be unbound and made into a get pashut. Rebbe objected that the dating system of these two types of shtars are different because a get pashut is written according to the actual year of the king's reign, whereas a get mekusher is post-dated by an additional year. Malch shana moni lo shtaim. If he reigned 1 year, they count 2 years for him in the shtar. Shtaim moni lo gimel. If he reigned 2 years, they count 3 for him. The Rashbam explains that the nations counted their king's years this way, and a get mekusher follows this method to increase the difficulty of its preparation. Therefore, if one repays the loan of a get mekusher within the year, the lender can claim he lost the shtar and write a receipt with the actual date. Later, he can make the get mekusher into a get pashut, giving the false impression that it describes a different loan a year later. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds, we do not write receipts, and the borrower would not repay the loan unless the shtar is destroyed. And point number three, Rebbe once looked disapprovingly at his son Rabbi Shimon, displeased with the writing of the Get Makusha, but Rabbi Shimon protested, I didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata wrote it. Rebbe replied, Klach m'lashon hara hazeh, turn away from this lashon hara. In another incident, Rebbe admired the writing of a Sefer Tehillim, and Rabbi Shimon replied that he didn't write it, but Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did. And Rebbe again said, Klach m'lashon hara hazeh. Although this was praise, it may not be said, as taught in the Braisa, Olam al Yisapra Adam Tovaso Shel Chavero. A person should never speak too much about his friend's good qualities, Shemitok Tovaso Bali De Raaso, because from discussing his good qualities may come discussing his bad qualities. Rav said, Shal Shaveros Ein Adam Nitzel Mehen B'Kol Yom. There are three averas from which no person is saved every day. Hira Avera, thoughts of sin, Vi'un Tvila, examining one's prayer, which the Rashbam interprets as confidence one's prayers will be answered because of his praying with concentration, Lashon Hora, and Lashon Hora, which is explained as Avak Lashon Hora, a shade of slander. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Kuf Samech Dalet, and this was a tough one, but the most popular suggestion was desk, which is reading Kuf Samech Dalet backwards, so we can use desk as the Siman Zirgos. When the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros written and signed on erased paper, opened up a Get Makusha, making it a Get Pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, he replied that he didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did, and was over on Lashon Hora. Once again, it's a motion. When the man behind the huge desk, that must be on Daf Kuf Samach Dalet, read backwards. When the man behind the huge desk piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, which reminds us, Rav said, Shtar bo huve edav amacha kasher, a document which comes forward with its text and its edim signatures on erased parchment is valid. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a Get Makusha, making it a Get Pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Daf Kuf Samach Amud Av, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said, a Get Makusha can be unbound and made into a Get Pashut. Rabbi objected that the dating system of these two types of shtaros are different because a Get Pashut is written according to the actual year of the king's reign, whereas a Get Makusha is post-dated by an additional year, Malch Shana Moni Lo Shtaim. If he reigned 1 year, they count 2 years for him in the shtar. Shtaim Moni Lo Gimel. If he reigned 2 years, they count three for him. The Rashbam explains that the nations counted their king's years this way, and a Get Makusha follows this method to increase the difficulty of its preparation. So when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a Get Makusha, making it a Get Pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, he replied that he didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did, and was over on Lashon Hora, which reminds us, Rebbe once looked disapprovingly at his son, Rabbi Shimon, displeased with the writing of a Get Makusha, but Rabbi Shimon protested, I didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata wrote it. Rebbe replied, Klach m'Lashon Hora hazeh, turn away from this Lashon Hora. In another incident, Rebbe admired the writing of Sefer Tehillim, and Rabbi Shimon replied that he didn't write it, but Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did. And Rebbe again said, Klach m'Lashon Hora hazeh. Although this was praise, it may not be said, as taught in the Braisa, Lo'olam al Yisapra Adam Tovaso Shel Chavero. A person should never speak too much about his friend's good qualities, because from discussing his good qualities may come discussing his bad qualities. So once again, when the man behind the huge desk, piled high with shtaros, written and signed on erased paper, opened up a Get Makusha, making it a Get Pashut, and was reprimanded because the date was wrong, he replied that he didn't write it, Rabbi Yehuda Chayata did, and was over on Lashon Hara. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blah Bach Hazara, Daf Kuf Samach. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Samach is the Kos Shel Eliyahu. So here goes. The Kohen who kept samples of a Get Pashut and Get Makusher in his large Kos Shel Eliyahu. Kos Shel Eliyahu? That must be learned Daf Kuf Samach. The Kohen who kept samples of a Get Pashut and Get Makusher in his large Kos Shel Eliyahu to remember how they differ, which reminds us, the 10th parak begins, Get Pashut Edim Masocho, in a straight star, it's Edim Rasan on the inside, at the end of the text, Makusher Edim Ma'acharav, in a bound star, it's Edim Rasan on the outside. The Mishnah continues, Get Pashut Edav Bishnaim, a straight star requires at least 2 Edim, Makusha Bishlosha, and a bound star requires at least 3 Edim. The Rashbam adds that there cannot be any folds without a signature. If a Get Pashut was signed by only 1 Ed, or a Get Makusha was signed by only 2 Edim, it's invalid. So the Kohen kept samples of a Get Pashut and Get Makushar in his large Kos Shel Eliyahu to remember how they differ, got easily upset and impulsively wanted to divorce his wife, when she didn't know where he put the coats. Which reminds, the Gemara teaches, the reason a get makusha was instituted is because there was a place of kahanim who were easily upset, who would impulsively divorce their wives in a moment of anger and could not remarry them after calming down. The rabbis instituted a get makusha, which requires time to prepare, so in the meantime they would calm down. So the Kohen who kept samples of a get pashut and get makusha in his large kos shel Eliyahu, to remember how they differ, got easily upset and impulsively wanted to divorce his wife when she didn't know where he put the kos, and had three friends come over to practice writing their signatures between one fold and the next fold on the outside. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Heichon Edim Chosmin, where do Edim sign on a get makusha? Rav Huna says, Ben Keshu Akeshu, between one fold and the next fold. Rav Yirmi Yabra'aba says, Achrei Aksav Ukneged Aksav Mebachutz, behind the text, opposite the text on the outside. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Huna also means the Edim sign on the back of the shtar, but holds they sign between the individual folds on the outside. Daf Kuf Samachov. So the symbol Daf Kuf Samachov is a kisei, a chair. So here goes. The Edim signing on a get makusha lying flat on a massive chair. Chair? That must be on Daf Kuf Samachov. Kisei. The Edim signing on a get makusha lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, which reminds us, Rav Chisda explaining that according to Rav Yirmi Ba'aba, the Edim do not sign parallel to the text in front. Rather, the Edim sign from the bottom to the top, perpendicular to the text. Since their signatures begin opposite the end of the text, it cannot be added to. So the Edim signing on a get makusha lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that, which reminds us. The Gemara asks that perhaps there'll be a clause in the last line which is harmful to the holder of the shtar, and he'll cut it off. Although he will likely cut off the Reuven, the first name of the Eid signed behind that line, it will still be valid with the remaining signature, which states Ben Yaakov Eid, because such a signature is valid. The Gemara answers that Reuven Ben are written opposite one line of text, and both will be removed if he cuts off a line, leaving him with only Yaakov Eid. The Gemara asks that perhaps it will still be validated based on the assumption that Yaakov signed the shtar. It answers that Eid is not written, and Yaakov alone is not a valid signature, or it's recognized that this is not the signature of anyone named Yaakov. So, the Edim signing on a get makusha lying flat on a massive chair were instructed to sign from the bottom up, starting at the end of the text, and not to worry about anyone cutting off the bottom because no one in town named Yaakov signs like that, and no one would use her father's name because if he wouldn't sit in his chair, he certainly wouldn't use his name. Which reminds us, there's no concern that a son signs using his father's name even as a symbol instead of a signature, for that would be chutzpedek. Daf Kuf Samach Beis. So the symbol Daf Kuf Samach Beis is kesef. So here goes. The silver coin sofer. Silver coin sofer. That must be on Daf Kuf Samach Beis. Kesef. The silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled. Which reminds us, Rav Yochanan says, Sarach sheyachzer min yano shel shtar b'shita achrona. One is required to repeat the basic elements of the shtar in the last line and not write any new information. Rav Amram explains, Lefi she'en lemedim b'shita achrona, because we do not learn anything from the last line. The Rashbam explains that Edim typically leave some space between the text and their signatures, which would enable someone to add a fraudulent line into the text. Therefore, any new information contained in the last line of a shtar is disregarded. So the silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled, and determined that the shtar was valid since there was only a line and a half of space, which reminds us, Gemara learns that a shtar with a line and a half of empty space is kosher. So the silver coin sofer used two silver coins to measure if there are two lines of space in the shtar before the witness's signatures that needed to be filled, and determined that the shtar was valid since there was only a line and a half of space, was informed by a rav that a relative of one of the parties can be used to sign on the shtar to fill up the space, provided there were other qualified aiding who had signed, which reminds us. The previous brisa continues that if a shtar had four or five signatures, v'nimsa echa mehem karov upasul, and one of them was discovered to be a relative of one of the parties or a disqualified aid, tiskaim eidus b'shar, the testimony is upheld through the other valid witnesses. Although ordinarily, if one witness in a group is found ineligible, the entire group's testimony is disqualified, here we assume that these invalid aidim signed only to fill an empty space left in the shtar and not for the purpose of testifying. Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. So the symbol Daf Kuf Samach Gimel is Coast Guard. The Coast Guard. The Coast Guard, that must be more Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. The Coast Guard searching for the sofa who wrote an invalid star, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, which reminds us, the Gemara asks if the two-line gap, which invalidates a star, includes space between the lines, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, Mestavra Dehenva Aviron, it's logical that it means them and their space, because otherwise, L'may Chazya, for what is the gap useful, since there is insufficient space for two normal lines of writing? The Gemara brings numerous opinions, one of them being that of Ula, who required enough space for a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, meaning a total of three spaces. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid star, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid star in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and basin certification, which reminds us, Rav says that a two-line gap only invalidates a star where the gap is between the text and the signatures of Obein Edim L'Asharta, but if the space is between the witness's signatures and basin certification, even a lot of blank space is valid. So the Coast Guard searching for the sofer who wrote an invalid star, leaving a three-space gap with a lamed in the top line and a chaf in the bottom line, found a valid star in a bottle floating in the water that had a multiple-line gap between the witness's signature and basin certification, and a psak in a second bottle that ruled that a star with even a space of a single line between them is possible, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with Rav and said that if space is left between the signatures and basin certification, afilo shita achas puzzle, even a single line is invalid. The reason is that the holder might cut off the text and signatures of the star and write whatever he wants and forward signatures on the single line of space above the certification, because Rabbi Yochanan holds a star that comes with its text and signatures on a single line is valid. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do you learn that the signatures of the Edim were distanced two lines from the text, the star is invalid? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Beis. Good. Number two, which stuff do you learn that the gap of two lines means Hen Va'aviron, the lines and their airspace? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. Good. Number three, which stuff do we discuss a concern that one will cut off a harmful clause from the last line, leaving part of the signature? That's on Daf Kuf Samachov. Good. Number four, which stuff do you discuss text and or signatures written on erased parchment? That's on Daf Kuf Samachdal. Good. Number five, which stuff do the case of a house collapsing on a son and his unmarried mother and the heirs debating who died first? That's on Daf Kuf Nun Ches. Good. Number six, which stuff do you learn that there are three averas that a person's not saved from every day? Here are avera, iun tefila, and lashon hara. That's on Daf Kuf Samachdal. Good. Number seven, which of the Rav Yochanan holds that even a single space between the witness's signatures and basin certification is invalid? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Gimel. Good. Number eight, which Daf Yivim HaKokas wear Edim sign on a Get Makusher? That's on Daf Kuf Samach. Good. Number nine, which Daf Yivim the incident of one who sold Nichsei Debar Sisin? That's on Daf Kuf Nun Tes. Good. Number ten, which Daf Yivim a Get Makusher is postdated by 1 year? That's on Daf Kuf Samach Dod. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.